In achieving what we want, the word intensity is often left out. You know, we have a determination, we seek different things, but what often determines whether or not you get what you want is the intensity that goes along with it. Now, you take different sports figures. The ones that really succeed, they do about the same thing as the ones that don't succeed. They both exercise, they both have timetables, they both have trainers, but the real champions have one thing that stands out above all the others, and what's that?
Intensity.
Yeah. And the movie that really exemplifies this is Rocky II. Anybody remember Rocky II? In Rocky II, Rocky was really wanting to go to his next fight. I think he's fighting Apollo Creed, or if I remember right. Then his wife didn't want him to fight, and that lowered his intensity because his wife wasn't supportive. And then his wife got in some coma. I can't remember what happened to her, but she was in a coma, and that completely deflated old Rocky. He still went through the motions, but he didn't have the intensity. You know, he did the exercises, he did the practice, but he just, you know, was going along and just not. He was worried about his wife, and his wife didn't want him to fight anymore, and his intensity went from way up here to way down here, you know, and you knew the guy was going to lose, okay? And then Rocky was at his wife's bedside just as she was coming back from the coma, and she comes back from the coma. And he said, "Oh, I'm so glad you're back, honey. I'll do whatever you want. I'll quit fighting. I'll do whatever you ask me to do. What do you want me to do?" And she looks at him and she says, "I want you to win." And all of a sudden, the music started, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know, the Rocky music. And there was Rocky in the next frame just going, you know, practicing and hopscotching and all kinds of exercises and knocking people out that he was practicing with. And boy, he was just ready to go. All of a sudden, he had the intensity. And this was the greatest moment of any show I've ever seen to teach the importance of intensity. Because he went from down here to way up there in the intensity when his wife woke from the coma and told him she wanted him to win. You know, it just made all the difference. Now, it really helps if we have somebody in our life giving us that type of encouragement. But we can do a lot on our own. But what we need to realize, if we're going to pray for something, we need to put some intensity into it. Without intensity, you will not reach your soul or angel. If you just say, "Well, God, it would be nice if I had $1 million, or if I could be a servant and help humanity, or if I could bring peace on earth, or if I could get rid of this rash, that would be helpful, just that one thing, God, you know." Or my next door neighbor, if he would just bring my lawnmower back, or whatever, you know, anything like that. But people throw out all these things, but they have no intensity behind it. I'll tell you, one time in my life I had intensity and it really helped. When I went on my mission, we're all set apart for our mission. And when I set apart, the guy specifically told me I would have the health and strength I needed to fulfill a successful mission. Well, we could only take 44 pounds with us on the airplane when we were flying from Salt Lake to England. And I was bound and determined to take my typewriter with me because nobody could read my handwriting. So I wanted to be sure and take my typewriter. And my typewriter weighed 24 pounds. It was a heavy thing. So Olympic writing, I have a picture of it on the internet somewhere. That left a bare bones for me to take for clothes and books and anything else. And when I got everything scientifically packed, I had a pair of long underwear left over, and they told me, "Going to England, you're definitely going to need this long underwear." So I thought, Well, there's only one solution. I'll have to wear that long underwear. So I wore that long underwear. And man, I was just burning up all the, it was warm enough on that plane without the long underwear under my suit. But man, I was sweating all the time there. And then when I got there, it was pretty cold. And then I went from really hot to really cold. And then the next day, I was sick of the dog. And for the next 3 months, I was just really, I got sicker and sicker. I got bronchitis, and I'm sure I must have had pneumonia. But finally, I was so ill that I had to go into the mission home. And I was laying there in bed that one night after we got there. And I thought, I was promised I'd have health and strength, and I've just been sick as a dog since I got here. God's supposed to keep his word here. So what I did is I prayed all through the night with high intensity. I mean, I was serious. I was telling God, hey, you got to listen to me. I mean, I got this promise. I'm supposed to have health and strength. And where is it? I've never been so felt so terrible in all my life. I feel worse now than I've ever felt in my life, physically. And so I prayed all through the night. And then in the morning, I sent a message to the mission president and asked him to give me a blessing. And he came and laid his hands on me, and he started to give me this blessing. And as soon as he laid his hands on me, my whole body began to go into, I don't know how to describe it, but it felt like my whole body was rearranging. And I thought maybe I was going to die. I thought maybe God was going to strike me dead or something. Because it was painful. For a period of time, and sweat started coming from every pore in my body. And he prayed over me for about maybe 3 or 4 minutes. By the time he was done, all my pajamas were just soaking wet. I mean, just soaking wet. I just sweated out every poison that I had in me, evidently. And when he was done, I says, I feel better. I said, matter of fact, I'm hungry. So I went into the dining room and I ate a whole bunch of pancakes and eggs and a whole bunch of stuff. And everybody said to me, I thought you were sick. I said, well, not anymore. And from that point on, I was in pretty good shape the rest of my mission. But I attribute that to the intensity. Because I intensely prayed all night long with almost, don't even think I got any sleep. I mean, I put a lot of intensity into that, and it paid off. Created a point of tension. My soul must have been contacted. He probably looked down on me and thought, well, this looked like this guy's serious this time. I guess I can't really ignore him for much longer. So a charge of spiritual energy was sent, and I was healed within like 3 minutes. And so it was an interesting experience. Increased my faith in the possibility of healing quite a bit. Yeah.
I feel like I'm supposed to share, so I'll share. I had an experience talking about.
I had an experience that involved intensity and a little bit about when Artie had mentioned relatives that have passed, whatever. A little background, my Layla has, from the moment she's been born, just, she's got all sorts of stuff she's working through. And she was 2.5 years old, and she, I don't remember exactly why, but I went into her bedroom. She had already been in bed, and I asked her what was wrong, and she told me, which was very huge for her to verbalize what she was feeling, because she had so many emotions pent up, and so she would act out verbally and physically, but for her, like I've been working with her for years to verbally express her emotions. And she told me, Satan is trying to tear my heart out of my chest, which was huge and awful for you to hear as a mother. And anyway, so, and I'm not a kneel down and bow my head and fold my arms prayer. I never have been. But I knelt down and I not only prayed, but I demanded for somebody to come and to protect her and to keep her safe. And I specifically felt to ask for both my grandpa, Bud, and my grandpa Elvin, so my mom's dad and my dad's dad had both passed. And there was a presence that I felt that came instantly. But then, shortly after, I wound up, after I'd had cancer and chemo and wasn't supposed to be able to have babies anymore, I ended up getting pregnant with my son. And he came, and there was an instant connection between them two. And I've since come to have a very strong impression that he is my grandpa Elvin, which is very, very neat, and there's connections between them and everything. But that intensity, growing up, I always felt like you can't tell them what you want. You can ask. And I said, screw that. This is what I want, and you need to do it. So anyway, intensity.